This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Tampering period is officially open, and if you're watching on the stream, you'll notice that my microphone just broke.
Yeah.
My guy Jeff's coming in to save the day. Appreciate you, Jeffrey.
I think it goes counterclockwise.
It's just hard to do and talk while I'm on the air. There we go. See, Jeff knows what he's doing. Thank you, Jeffrey. Machinery at its best right here. Dude, this is wild, B. So, tampering period is open. Twitter is down. People are going to say go to Blue Sky or Threads or whatever. I have them all open, right?
Uh-huh.
But think about it this way. On Twitter, a dude like Ian Rappaport has, I don't know, 3 or 4 million followers.
Yeah.
On Blue Sky, just because I'm looking at it, he has 98,000.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to have to deal with this right now.
He may end up with a million of them today because they may all come to Blue
Sky. That's true.
If one's not working, they'll go to the next.
But this feels very antiquated to have to try to like wait and I'm checking my phone for texts and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just a very interesting time.
Make it happen. Everybody dealing with the same problems.
Right. I think tampering period is officially open. I am sure the phones are being worked. Who do you think is the one free agent Washington could lose in this?
One that they could lose could be a Fowler or a Chin. Because I think Fowler, we need a pass rush and a run stopper. But another team may need a situational run stop. I mean, pass rush. And he's damn good at it.
Right.
So somebody may just see that value. You know, we can all just as well bring him back, too. And I think same thing with Chin.
How much money do you think Fowler thinks he should get?
Well, if they say the sack's supposed to be like $1.5 million, you said, right?
Yeah, $1.25 million.
$1.25 million, so somewhere around, he had 11?
10.5.
10.5, somewhere around 11, 12, 13.
You think he's getting there?
I don't know. It's depending on how many people he can get involved. If you get more guys involved, you got a chance to get there.
Right. I'm just not sure I see that happening. Hendrickson, 17.5 last year. Phone lines are open all day. 800-636-1067. If you're looking just at sacks, Fowler finished tied for, the NFL that got to double-digit sacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's less than I would expect, honestly. Fowler's one of them at 10.5. I think the free agents they stand to lose the most, perhaps, the two guys that'll have the biggest market. I think it's a lot of it has to do just with age. I think it's Diami Brown, and I think it's Dante Fowler.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Jeremy Chinn ahead of Fowler, honestly.
Okay. We kind of think alike a little bit.
And that's kind of how it's built. Yeah. Let's hit these phones. Dennis is in Reston. Dennis, what's the move you want?
Good morning, guys, or I guess good afternoon. But well, my primary move, like I told your man when he took my call, was I want to improve our offensive line. I want to protect Jaden, and I want to get some. I want to get some run push. We need run push, and that's where I'm coming from. Our specialty guys, receivers, you know, stuff like that. They'll grab those guys. They'll get them. I'm not so worried about all that. And then if I had to make one little defensive, it's going to go defensive line. It's going to be offensive line and defensive line. And I would now that some of the bigger names or some names that we've been talking about are being kept by their own teams and here and there. But I haven't heard anything about DeMarcus Lawrence out of Dallas being kept by Dallas. I wouldn't mind grabbing DeMarcus Lawrence. And that's how I feel about it, guys. What do you think?
Hi, man.
I don't hate that. He just dealt with a significant injury last year.
Okay, well, I didn't look. Even if it's not, just anybody that can do the job.
Reddick.
But whatever it is, it's offensive line and defensive line, guys. That's what I think.
Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate you, man. You're not wrong.
Okay.
I'm with Dennis on the offensive line, defensive line. I think that helps your team more. Yeah, the other stuff is more of fanfare and people get excited. But if you don't have offensive linemen and defensive linemen, the other guys will fall off.
So here is something really interesting as we're talking about Dante Fowler. We have our first real piece of news now with the tampering period open. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have agreed to a one-year, $14 million deal with Haason Reddick. $12 million of that is guaranteed. Reddick's numbers last year was obviously difficult. He was on the Jets. He was unhappy. I think the Eagles traded back for him. I don't know. That thing seemed like a mess last year. He only started two games. The 2 years prior to that, playing for Philly, he had 27 sacks in 2 years, 16, 11. If you look at his numbers from 2020 to 2023, double-digit sacks every year. Reddick had some really good football. He is only – he's 30. He'll be 31 when the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more consistency with Reddick over the years than there is for Fowler, but I wonder if that starts to kind of set a market for what Fowler will be and then maybe even what Hendrickson's going to
get. I think Henderson is outside of those guys. I think it may set a market for Fowler. And I think what happens, you go into it expecting a certain level. And then you start seeing what other guys are getting. You may have to adjust what you're thinking. Hendrickson, on the other hand, I don't think he has to adjust. Someone's going to come to that market and match.
Well, and he still has to deal with the trade aspect of it, right?
Yeah.
Which complicates it. All right, that's the one I was waiting for. Tampa got the deal done with Godwin. Chris Godwin, once Higgins got tagged, the biggest option in the receiver market was Godwin. He's going back to Tampa, 3 years, $66 million, $44 million guaranteed at signing.
So that means almost everyone that was talking about trade, they're getting signed.
The best players don't get to free agency.
That's the way you got
to
do it. You got to at least put that little fear out there.
Crank is in D.C. What up, Crank? Who you want?
My guys, listen. Call me crazy, but I'm an advocate for bringing back Chase Young. Bring Chase Young back. New regime in there. I think he'll be motivated under these dudes. I don't think Fowler coming back. So bring back Chase Young. Resign Chen. You might have to pay Chen, but resign Chen. And work the rest of that stuff through. Oh, you know what? And DJ Reed. Bring DJ Reed in, too. So DJ Reed, Chase Young, and re-sign Chen.
All right. There you have it. Thanks, dude. I'm not anti-Chase Young. I don't know that I'm pro, but, like, a lot of it would come down to cost. I don't know that his sack totals will ever pop at this point. Like, he ever becomes a consistent, what we thought was possible way back then, 15 sacks a season or something.
Yeah.
But he's a good run stuffer. Like I just don't know what that ends up being.
What's most important? I ask this question. Run stopping or being able to get to the quarterback? This is more of a passing lead than it is a running lead.
Yeah.
If you are a good run stopper but you can't get to the quarterback, is that even better?
No. I don't think so.
So that's what I'm saying. It's just like it's got to come down to what's most important. And that's what I would have to know from what the coaches think. What's their mindset on that aspect? You know, is a guy being, he's a better run stopper than this guy, but other guys are way better pass rusher. Which one is most important in this day and age?
I think that is pretty easy to know the answer. New blind side. New left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. Former 49ers offensive tackle Jalen Moore just reached an agreement with Kansas City. 2 years, 30 mil, including 21 fully guaranteed.
There we go.
Deals are happening.
I told you they're going to try to figure out that offensive line, bro, in Kansas City.
Got to.
Yeah, because it was not good in the Super Bowl. Whatever.
I can't wait for the first call we get that's like, oh, my God, they're not doing anything. We can wait a little.
It's legal tampering at this point, and you're going to see some deals being signed and going up to some levels that they may not want to spend. All right, that happens also.
Let's go to Brandon. Brandon in Fredericksburg. What's up, Brandon? Who you want?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
I just want to touch base with what B. Mitch just said, which one's more important, stopping the run or stopping the pass. I think, you know, it is a passing league, but if you can't stop the run, you're getting into double trouble. If you can't stop the run, you're not going to be able to stop the play action, especially having to deal with Barkley and his new contract. So I think if you can stop the run and you can get the players to balance out, you know, on the D-line and linebacker group, I think it could balance itself out, but definitely stopping the run. We have a terrible history with being able to stop the run, and I'm getting sick of it. But, you know, the biggest thing we need is Trey Hendrickson. I know Myles Garrett has got a big contract. I know Henderson is sturdy. But if we get him, that takes care, I think, on that side, the run stop and getting to the quarterback. But we also do need Chin back. I think we need one more veteran corner. And we definitely need to protect Daniels. There's so many good offensive linemen out there that has experience. That I think we could get for a good cheap 1 or 2 year deal.
Hi, man.
I don't hate that.
So, I mean, like, what I'm saying is, like, it's stopping the run, this and that, but the ultimate thing is, I don't think stopping the run will come down to the guys who are on the edge for the most part. I think a lot of what's inside helps that out.
No, I understand, but if you see what happened with Barkley, I was at the game when Jaden Daniels threw 5 touchdowns, but in the first quarter, Barkley had over 100 yards and a touchdown. And if Hurts would have stayed in that game, I really don't think we would have won it. You know, I don't think Hurts is a great quarterback, but when you have a running back like that and you have 2 good receivers on the outside and a decent talented tight end, you know, it's going to leave holes open because you're trying to stop the run. So if we could just, you know, attack it, you know, as soon as the game starts and just show them that we're going to win from the line of scrimmage and force them to throw the ball, and hopefully Lattimore's healthy, Sanders still is good, bring back Chin. We got good linebackers. I think we'll be able to defend the pass better if we're making them more one-dimensional instead of letting them get all these yards with the run and then play action. And, you know, it's a big mess. So if we could just stop the run at the line of scrimmage from the beginning of the game, it's going to put the defense in a tough situation and make them one-dimensional.
All right, man.
Thanks for the call, bro.
You're welcome.
I think we're seeing – I mentioned this – last week that Minnesota is going to be interested in Jonathan Allen. Now there's a report Jonathan Allen's going to visit the Vikings.
Okay.
Keep in mind, depending how much money Washington spends in free agency and how much money John Allen gets, that could set you up for a comp pick next year in 2026.
The amount of money he gets?
Yeah, the size of the contract determines what level of compensation you get. If it's a big money deal, you can get that third round comp pick, which is basically a fourth rounder when the third round ends. Depending if it's less money, then it could be a fourth or a fifth. There's like a whole crazy formula, and it won't just be determined by John Allen. Mm-hmm. It'll be determined by like all of the free agents that leave Washington. Yeah. But I don't know. So maybe if Jeremy Chin does sign elsewhere, that could help your comp formula.
Mm-hmm.
It's a significant series of moving parts that is far too early to try to determine. We'll keep these phone lines going. My guy Dre is in Alexandria. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's up, JP and B?
What up, brother?
And the Aquarium Boys, if they're there, I haven't heard them, but anyway.
Yeah,
they
good.
They're there.
Okay, B, we talked about this last week, about the offense and defensive line, so I already got that out of the way. You agreed, Doc agreed, and I think JP agreed that, you know, that's where the game is won or lost. So what I wanted to add to, instead of repeating that we all agree upon, with Jeremy Chinn, I lost a lot of respect for him. When he's 6'3", 6'4", and they told Doc, because I talked to Doc about this too, and they say, yeah, he lifts weights, he's strong. So he's not using his strength and he's not using his size. He might as well be 5'2 and 150 pounds because he's tackled like he's 130 pounds. I lay my girlfriend down the same way he tackled people. And that's a shame. He takes bad angles on tackles, and when he do make a tackle, it's on an accident. He didn't even see the guy. He ran it through him, and he get hurt. I mean, he's very soft. So I'm not giving him no money. You can't play for me if I'm a coach. You don't like hitting.
I don't agree with you, just so we're clear.
Okay.
Now, he might take bad angles, but he has lowered the boom numerous times.
He hit a lot of people.
Well, he hit those people in an accident. He ran into them and didn't see them. That's the only contact he made. Oops, I accidentally made a tackle. Damn. See, I hit.
Yeah, I agree with you. Jeremy has hit people, but most cornerbacks and safeties don't tackle anymore. The whole league does that, and I hate it. Jay, no, I hate that. If you're standing up when the guy goes on the ground, I'm like, what was that? You know, you gotta. If you leave the ground, hit him and wrap up, he goes down, point blank.
B. Mitch, he got linebacker size, 6'3", 6'4", and strong.
He can run. He's big.
He's a little DB.
Yeah.
He's big, dude. I remember the first time I saw him running at camp, running kind of at me. I was on the sideline. I was like, damn, that dude is big.
Yeah.
So I'm not.
What's the use of having his strength and size and you don't use a B? It's like a fast guy, but he never runs fast on the field.
You and I disagree that he never uses it. But thank you for the call, Dre. Appreciate you.
All right, brother.
He can't be on my team. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's go to Earl in Fredericksburg.
Oof.
What's up, Earl?
Hey, what's going on? Me, Mitch and Finley.
What's up, brother?
Hey, what do y'all think about signing Ufunga from San Francisco?
The safety. I think there's a lot of reason people are excited about him.
I think
he's missed some time.
Depending on what happens with Chinn, then I think that may be they may focus that way.
All right, I appreciate you guys.
He hasn't played a full season since 22. So I think that's one of the reasons there's some hesitation there.
Right.
Obviously, last time he played a full season, he was an all-pro player. He was really good, but that was 2022. Dealt with a lot of injuries over the last couple of years. The Niners, now they're going through a period of, they certainly not rebuilding to them, but they got a lot of players they got to kind of figure out what they're doing. But the Niners generally don't let good players get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would need a pretty significant physical, but if Peters is going to bring him in, Peters was there in San Fran when they drafted him, when he played to an all-pro level. I think all that said, I like Hufanga. I think he's a heck of a player. There is not a question about his level of physicality, mm-hmm. I would add. So that's going to be an interesting one to watch.
He brings the house when he's trying to hit you.
He sure does.
Yeah.
How much is that going to cost?
Yeah.
Don't know. It's a good call, though. Thank you, Earl. NFL free agency continues to unfold all day. We're giving away concert tickets, keeping these phone lines open, waiting to see what, if any, moves come from Ashburn. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This week, FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost tokens. One of the best parts about the tournament is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. And right now, those upsets can get even better because if an underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to ride with the long shots, the scrappy teams, and the ones that refuse to go quietly. Listen, I know Maryland has made terrific, but I don't know if many people are picking them to win the whole thing, but they could be one of those guys as they go through this tournament. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day with a profit boost. Because after all, anything can happen in March. You have to be 18 years old and present in D.C. Opt-in required. Wager of at least plus 100 odds required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bears have just agreed to a new deal with a fellow most considered the best center available. Brian, obviously the Bears are making a push to put an offensive line together in front of Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Chicago just signed Drew Dahlman from the Falcons. 3 years, 42 mil, 28 guaranteed.
That's about probably to get Brad on.
Yeah. It's probably 2 for $14 a pop. In the last week or so, the Bears have acquired a new guard, left guard, center, and right guard. You think that can work that fast?
Yeah. Veteran players. It's not hard for offensive linemen, veteran offensive linemen to get used to working together. It's just as the season goes on, you'll see that they have more chemistry. They'll work a lot better. But if you have some young guys coming into this thing, that'd be totally different.
Sure.
But veteran guys, you know, like, as much as people want to make things difficult, you hear a lot of offensive coordinators doing that to make themselves look like their system is more important than somebody else's. But offensive linemen, the calls and the holes and things they do are basically the same. It's just terminology they got to realize.
Our friend John Kime had a tweet that very much made me laugh. So Twitter is broken, on again, off again, kind of working, but mostly not working, at least for me. And Kime tweeted out, "Bad day for this app to be so inefficient." If you're aware of Elon Musk's ownership of the X app, everything app, and his search for efficiency at all times.
Efficiency can't keep his own stuff efficient in the most opportune time.
At least for football fans. I mean, this has got to be one of the heaviest trafficked Twitter days. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are others, like NBA free agency, but and obviously when you get like political stuff or something, but this is a pretty big deal, man.
Yeah.
White Brian, I wanted you to know this. The Giants are known for truly waiting until 12 p.m. on the dot and then launching their initial and high priority exact offers, clarifying the landscape in the first few hours for all parties involved. That's per our guy Pat Leonard. You know, just playing by the rules, wait until noon. I'm sure everybody else does that when they're able to have a $66 million deal announced at 12:02. But the Giants, they're waiting till noon. Are you?
It's past noon.
You appreciate that, Brian?
Sure. Yeah. Great run organization.
B.J. Hill agreeing to stay in Cincinnati. A lot of now, if you're Cincinnati, dude, that is pretty damn interesting for what that cap looks like, right?
Yeah.
Now, keeping Hill might actually lower his initial cap, but that is cash going out the door for
3 years, 33, 16 guaranteed.
For basically Mr. Brown years, over there.
2 years, 16, you would think?
And if you're keeping B.J. Hill, doesn't that seem to cement that maybe you're moving on from Hendrickson? I don't know. You're committing some
not
cash.
Not necessarily.
You're committing some cash to a D-tackle. Well, you know the dude on the end wants a lot of money.
They gave him permission to seek a trade. They don't feel that they can sign him for what he's probably expecting.
If the Bengals have to pay Higgins and Chase, and they just paid Hill, I don't know. What, Jeff? You're looking at me funny. Confused? All right. Our boy Rusty is in Delaware. Rusty, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas? How are you today?
We're good, buddy.
How are you?
Hey, I'm not too bad. It's a beautiful day in Delaware. Just out here power washing some houses. That's what we do. So, what I was telling, and I don't know who that guy was to answer the phone, so I need to talk to him next time.
Chris.
But what I was telling Chris, Chris was, I'm looking at a little bit down the roster. This might not be today, might not be tomorrow, might not be this week. But I really want to bring back Trent Scott. Like, I don't want to lose Trent Scott. And I know that kind of sounds crazy to say, but I think when he was thrust in there this year, he did one heck of a job. I like Nick Ballore. I think he brings a lot to the special teams part of what we do. So I'd like to bring him back. And I really want to bring back Marcus Mariota. I think the what he showed when he talked to Jaden when he got the wind knocked out of him, I know that was late in the year, but I really think that he is the guy that can just be the leader that they need in the quarterback room until that's Jaden's job. So I don't want to lose Marcus.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Rusty. I do think we have some breaking news here. I'm going to let you go, Russ. Sorry.
Russ.
I didn't realize you were still there. I believe we got some breaking news for the Commanders. Former 49ers defensive lineman, versatile piece, 6'5", 320, Javon Kinlaw.
A lot of dude right there.
Actually born in D.C., for what it's worth. Played his college ball at South Carolina. Will sign with the Washington Commanders. I'm seeing this first from Rap Sheet. I'm sure there's others out there that have it.
Mm-hmm.
3 year, $45 million, $30 million guaranteed. So,
so they're doing something.
2 years for 15. Kinlaw's an interior guy that can help you a lot. Played all 17 games, both of the last two seasons. 4 years in San Francisco. Adam Peters was there when he was drafted. He was a first rounder in the 2020 draft. There you go. This is whatever happened last year. They kind of inherited some of their players. Mm-hmm. Now they get to build the roster the way they want. Javon Kinlaw, per Ian Rappaport, working to confirm that as fast as I can. Played all 17 games for the Jets last year. 4.5 sacks, 40 tackles, five TFLs. That Jets team was really bad, so it's kind of hard to take too much. I can confirm the Javon Kinlaw signing. All right, that's your first big move of free agency. Obviously,
there we go.
Debo was the first big move. That was a trade. Everybody said they got to beef up the middle. 6'5", 320.
That's beef.
6'5", 320.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be interesting as we keep seeing this coming. Everybody that's been saying, build up the lines, build up the lines. There's your first move.
That's your first move right there.
Javon Kinlaw from the Jets last year, but Adam Peters was there when the Niners took him in the first round back in 2020. Clearly, this is somebody Peters targeted and wanted to bring to town. Let us know what you think. 800-636-1067. And keep these phone lines open all day. Jeffrey, what's your gut reaction to Kinlaw?
I'm not mad at it. We needed to add some people to that deal. Well, let me just say this from the jump. I'm not mad or upset at any move that's made towards the offensive or defensive line. I am okay with it. Let's, you know, just keep going up. But I'm cool with the move. Ready to see how it play out.
Yep. What about you, Heavy Metal?
I like it. Sounds good.
I know for a lot of fans out there, that's not very sexy. Who cares? Those guys make the team work, the big dudes. And if he can come in here and play like he's capable of playing and eat up some of those offensive linemen from getting to those linebackers, it works.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that needs to happen. I think clearly they weren't good enough against the run, and I think this is a step towards putting together the type of group they want. If they're going to have their linebackers back, Kinlaw's a guy that helps them in what they view as being able to stop the run. I mean, you're giving him $15 million per. The reality of that deal is 2 years, $15 million per. That's real cash, dude. And so in turn, it's going to be you have high expectations for a player that you're going to pay $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
Especially not to make it like a directly transactional thing, but if you're letting John Allen walk to bring in Kinlaw. Now Kinlaw's a lot younger, which is worth pointing out. He's 27. He'll turn 28 in October. He's only played 58 NFL games. He missed a lot of time in 21 and 22, but has been pretty durable beyond that. Five seasons in the NFL. I think this is them identifying their guys. If you missed it, you just got in your car, whatever it is. We got the first big move of Commanders free agency. They have signed Javon Kinlaw.
Big man.
Last of the New York Jets. Prior to that, San Francisco 49ers. Big fella. 6'5", 320. $15 million per season, per reports. We can confirm that they've signed him. He's also from here. I'm curious. We're going to have to try to look that up in the break here. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. The Fan. 800-636-1067. Are you fired up that Washington has made their first move? It's Javon Kinlaw. We'll look up his PFF grades. I'm going to try to reach out to some folks I know with the Jets, kind of what they think of this dude. He's a D tackle. In a lot of ways, this is a straight up one for one. All right, we're going to let John Allen go. We're going to bring this dude in, get a little younger. The money's probably not that different, if I had to guess.
Nah. Probably dropped some, didn't it?
Yeah. What yeah. John was making. I don't know what he'll get to, but definitely. I think this is an exciting move, and it's showing you the direction DQ, AP, the defense want to go. And probably step one of many. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's going to be a lot to do.
If they sign some more guys of his ilk, big boys, I have no problem with it.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to be continue to happen. Taking your calls, 800-636-1067. Got the first step in what will be multiple steps. Be Mitch and Finley. Don't go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Free agency in full force now. There's a lot of folks signing all over the place. Washington made their first big move in free agency by adding Javon Kinlaw. I can't guarantee this is a factor. So far, outside of re-signing their own free agents, Washington has added two players to the roster.
Both of them have what ties?
San Francisco.
Bam.
But another one.
What's the other one?
That starts with an S.
Super Bowl.
And another one. Both Deebo Samuel and Javon Kinlaw went to University of South Carolina.
Uh-oh.
So there's a
now we're getting all South Carolina people now?
I don't know.
We went through the Georgia thing. We had the Alabama thing. What's going on here?
I don't know what's going on, B. But I know.
In another half, we like the SEC.
Yeah, dude. It's listen, man, the past year for the Jets for Kinlaw was not particularly productive, but that Jets team sucked. So you fire a coach midway through the year. Like, there's just, I would say maybe it's hard to get.
He went there with Sala, right?
It was Sala that.
Then they fired him and let Aaron Rodgers be the coach and everything else. I don't expect much to be good coming from that team when they did stuff like that.
So here's the deal with Kinlaw. We'll take you all the way back. He was actually born here. His family moved to the United States from Trinidad. They settled in South Carolina. He went to high school in South Carolina, went to college in South Carolina, was the 14th overall pick by the Niners back in 2020 when Adam Peters was, you know, number three in that organization behind Kyle and John Lynch. Missed a lot of time as a rookie, had a really productive season, 33 tackles, an interception, just 1.5 sacks, but he's an interior guy. In 21 and 22, he played 10 games in 2 years. A lot of injuries. The productivity obviously shrunk. 23, which was a good year for the Niners, he was a big piece in the middle, played all 17 games, 25 tackles, 3.5 sacks. I mean, a big D tackle numbers probably aren't going to pop that often. Last year for the Jets, sack numbers went up a little bit, 4.5, the tackles to 40. That was a bad team, though. I imagine we'll pull his PFF grades and they'll kind of suffer. Bevich, I look at this as a lot of they wanted to let Allen walk. They got a little bit younger and got their own guy in Kinlaw. What do you make of the move?
I like the move. I think, you know, they're addressing the thing that they need. And what I believe with this team is, and that's just what we've said from the moment they hired Adam, if Adam is going to bring them here, they see something. And I also believe you get more production out of guys with this coaching staff. They develop guys. You know what I mean? I haven't seen that happen a lot, but last year I saw it happen, and I would expect to move forward with it. If he gets on the field and play what he's capable, which you expect, I think it's a big plus.
I don't know that it's a plus. Like, if you're thinking of it as a John Allen's out, Javon Kinlaw's in, I don't know that it's a plus, but I know that it's cheaper and younger.
It might be cheaper and younger, but they're not bringing people in that doesn't play what they don't like. So maybe, just maybe, he may fit what they like better and produce. That's why I say it's a plus. I understand what people did, but let's be real. The same people we say, oh, is it? But they had bad run defenses against those people.
Dude,
somebody's coming in to try and make a difference. So I look at it as a plus. O-line, D-line needs to be addressed. However you do it, do it. But I'm sure they're not bringing anybody they can't play.
Well, I still wonder if your first big move in free agency addresses the interior of your defensive line. To me, it's pretty obvious that the exterior of your defensive line remains a priority.
I think
there's options, right? Like, obviously, Sweat's out there. The Hendrickson situation. Mm-hmm. You got Cincinnati re-signing one of their D linemen, one of their interior guys. So I think one thing I've said with the Eagles' individual players from that defense last year. I have a tough time making a big evaluation of anybody on that Eagles front seven because they were all so damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Jets last year were so broken that I don't know that I'm making much evaluations off of that team either.
I agree with you on that, but the whole thing of it is the Eagles were so good because they had a bunch of individual guys being good. And we automatically give a credit to Carter and what's the other kid name? Jalen Carter, and they got one more.
Nolan Smith?
Yeah,
Zach Bond?
We give it to those guys. But let's just be real. Could it be that some of the guys on that team on outside made it easier for them to produce? You know, if Sweat, like I say, Sweat was going one-on-one. Well, Jalen was going one-on-one. It could be, you know, we know the names that we know and what we believe in, and we give them more credit. A lot of times those other guys help them out as well. Or vice versa, when you got a team that's not playing good, it could be just about anything.
Agree with that. All right, we got other news all over the NFL. Jordan Lewis, Cowboys corner, signs a 3-year deal with Jacksonville. Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback, agrees to another 1-year deal with the Rams, backing up Matt Stafford. The first big news of the week for Washington, Javon Kinlaw coming to town, 3-year deal. Looks like he's going to make about $15 million per. First 2 years are guaranteed. He was last with the Jets. That Jets team was pretty damn broken. I have a little bit of a hard time evaluating much in San Fran when he was healthy. He was a good piece to keep them. That Niners team was pretty damn good. Adam Peters knows him from that, clearly values him. Jeremy Fowler's reporting that the Broncos are working to sign safety Talanoa Hufanga. I know that's a name that some Commanders fans have been excited about.
Yeah.
There is a lot going on. Things are really happening. The NFL free agent tampering period is open. Trey Hendrickson remains out there. Josh Sweat remains out there. We'll see what Washington is cooking on. Here's what I could tell you. We're focused on NFL free agency, but it's also March Madness. Who's cutting down the nets this March? Get in on all the tournament action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Locally, we got AU might get in tomorrow night. How about that? The Patriot League Finals, AU versus Navy. Mm. That's somebody local one way or another.
There you go.
It's kind of awesome. And Mason might get in. Certainly the Terps are going to get in. Terps' first conference tournament game is going to be Friday night. But all these conference tourneys are starting tomorrow. Like the big boys start tomorrow. All the smaller ones are happening now. There is so much action this time of year because you can bet all of the NCAA tournaments, conference tournaments this week, NCAA tournament coming up. You got the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten. I mean, there's just a million of them, man. You can bet something weird tonight if you want, Oakland versus Robert Morris, or just wait as the week continues, you're going to get bigger and bigger games. The Big 12 tournament could be nuts. If you bet $20 on the team that you think wins it all, and they do, you'll win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Plus, you'll receive $10 in bonus bets for every win your team has in the tournament. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app to get started today. Make sure you check out Maryland and Virginia regulations. All odds and lines are subject to change. If you must be 21 plus. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details.